42-31 win for your team on Saturday against Maine, and what was especially a crazy first half. But what did you like about the way your team played?
It was a crazy first half, no question about that. We got down 14. Our guys were resilient. I don't think there was any kind of panic with our football team. Thank goodness we popped a big pass there to get it to 14-7. I think gave us a little bit of life. You know, the next time they drove it down there and we held them to a field goal, which I think really helped our mentality there. And then I think we reeled off maybe, our next four possessions. We rolled off four touchdowns there. So proud of our guys. To get a win against Maine was huge for us, and especially at home. And just proud of our effort. And, you know, Maine's got a good football team. They've got talented players. But somehow we pulled it out, and just very fortunate we did.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me. Coach Huseman, after some film analysis of Cam Coleman's day, I wonder if you could look back at it and sort of measure it for us. Thank you.
Thought he had a really good game. No question about that. Did some things. Sometimes you don't teach. Found guys, even when they weren't in the first read, he found them and got it to him. His arm strength is really good. Just, you know, disappointed in the second half, the two interceptions he threw. One, should have never thrown it. And then the second one, we probably should have never called it. So, but he had a really good game. And we've kind of always thought that, he was going to be a great player down the road. And he had to grow up pretty quickly, and awful proud of him.
Coach, can I follow up by asking about T.J. Baldwin, who's sneaking into some games now as a true freshman? Wonder if you could discuss why he's in there and what you've seen from him and what you expect from that position. Thank you.
Well, Mate, we normally roll three tackles, John, and Mate Fitz is one of the three, and he got banged up in the Hampton game, and you know, probably could have played this week. But realistically, he didn't practice at all. And we felt like TJ has really had a good camp. He's an excellent player. I mean, he's a load in there. He's hard to move. You know, once he figures out what gap he's supposed to be in on a consistent basis, he'll be a really good player for us. But we have the four games. We want to roll tackles in there, keep them fresh. And without Mate, you know, TJ got the more of the reps this time. So he's a good player, no question about that. And we'll maybe play him again this week. We'll see how Mate fits is.
Hey, speaking of that four-game limit to redshirt a fella, have you given that much thought to Cam's situation with his he's played two now. Obviously, you got two to work with. Are you going to ride him through the end of the year or to be determined?
To be determined. Again, we don't really know. We want to win everyone we're playing in, and if he gives us an opportunity to win, then he'll play. Kyle Wickersham's probably close to coming back. So, we'll make some decisions this week moving forward. But as it looks right now, Cam's our starter, and then we'll see where we are. Moving towards the end of the week.
Thank you.
Russ, I know you've talked in past weeks with the offensive trying to be a little more aggressive, and I know you rolled out some trick plays, especially in that first half that you had success with. Was that a conscious effort in that game to try to do some things to get that offense opened up?
Well, you always go in, and I think everybody in the country goes in and they have their plays, the special plays that they want to run, and they practice them all year long, and they get to the last game of the year and they finally run it and the players jump up and down. Yeah, we practice it all year and we got to run it. And I just emphasize to our guys, we need to we need to do it. I mean, if we're going to practice them, we need to do it. You know, Maine's always been really, really good and creative with, you know, how they want to take advantage of coverages and defenses. And they got us. I mean, they got us pretty good. And they're really bright football coaches over there at Maine and really smart. And they've gotten people all year long. And, you know, you don't want to save them to the last game of the year or at the end of the game. Or, you know, you got to sprinkle them in at some point. You know, third quarter may be a great time. Fourth quarter may be a great time. But, you know, everybody in the country practices them. Everybody in the country has them. And it's just, you know, whether you can get them called or not.
Question this morning from Steve McDowell. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, thanks, Rob. Coach, your thoughts on the University of Rhode Island coming up on Saturday?
Really good. Scary offense. I think their quarterback is the best or one of the two or three best in the league. He can throw it. He can run when they want him to run. He hasn't run the ball as much, but when it's crunch time, the ball's going to be in his hand. I think they've got some wideouts that are really, really good. They're big and physical. They can go up and get the ball. Up front offensively, they're experienced. They got an All-American up there, and they're two backs that they're playing, really good players. And so offensively, they're a whole lot to try to handle in a game. I mean, you're probably not going to shut them down. I mean, you just got to kind of limit, you know, the possessions. You got to limit, you know, what they do on each possession. You got to get off the field defensively. And defensively, you know, they're probably very similar to us and, you know, what they want to do. They run to the ball. They play very, very hard. You know, I know just like us, they've probably given up more points than they want. But they've got good players on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they're very capable of shutting an offense down. And you know, offensively, Rhode Island is one of the best in the league. And, you know, it's going to be an unbelievable test for our defense to kind of figure out how to slow them down.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Russ, for your guys defensively, after kind of giving up quite a few points there in the first half, you held Maine to just seven there in the second half. What changed in your mind?
Well, we played a little bit better. We got a couple turnovers that really helped, got us off the field. Just, you know, a little bit better defense, a little bit better body position. And obviously it was better in the second half. It couldn't get any worse. So it did. It was better. You know, just yards and points. We held them to a touchdown, and that was off turnover. But we've got a lot of corrections to make. We have to get better on defense. We can't give up all the big plays we've been giving up this year.
One of the numbers that jumped out, 10 tackles for loss in that game. You were at least, especially as you said in that second half, at least be able to be a little more aggressive. Did you feel like that was maybe something that you guys did better in the final 30 minutes?
Yeah, no question. We were more aggressive. You know, I think our kids played harder. I think our coaches made some adjustments, you know, to help us out in the second half. And, you know, and we held them to one touchdown. And, you know, we survived. You know, they got us on some big plays early. And, you know, those are chunk yards. And we probably gave up, you know, almost 300 yards in the first half. And you can't do that. But fortunately, our offense played really well in the first half and gave us that lead at halftime. And you know, we just had to get some stops, and fortunately we got a couple turnovers too.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Rhode Island, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, again, for media members.